No, I'm very fortunate.
I did. Yeah, yeah. No, Jesus Army. Once, can I answer you in a second? Is that all right? What I'm saying is that I work. Give me a couple of minutes. So I've just had a Chinese meal with Damien. Damien's got the night bus. I popped in for a cup of tea with the Jesus Army, but now I'm at the climate camp at Trafalgar Square. And the reason I stopped was because they've got the Nature Doesn't Do Bailouts banner, and I took a picture of that on April the 1st. So anyway, I've got by the fireplace, and I'm sitting with somebody who has been here since last Saturday. Over to you.
My name's Marina Pepper. I'm camped out in Trafalgar Square with Camp for Climate Action's Cop Out. We're here because we've had enough of the government, enough of big business, and we don't believe the politicians going off to a jolly in Copenhagen to apparently save the world is going to save anything. They're not going to solve anything. They're just going to give loads of money opportunities to their friends in big business, and then they're all going to come home. If you can't go to Copenhagen and stop that conference happening, you get your butt down to Trafalgar Square with a tent, warm clothes, waterproof clothes, love in your heart, possibly a riot up your sleeve. It's a dry site, we're not drinking because we really do mean business. They want business as usual, we want revolution. Come on down.
Hey, nice one. What about food or anything to share?
If you like, we're running a vegan kitchen, although that's gone a little bit all over the place as people have been so kind with donations. But there's food for everyone. We haven't run out yet. We've got more food than we started with.
Cool. So, and if people can't actually commit to camping out, is there a good time to come down during the day? Or?
We have a meeting in the morning that's open to all. We can run spontaneous workshops, or people come through. A good time to come is Friday, because on Friday people are going to Copenhagen, and the people that are going to Copenhagen from London are coming to the square first. So if you want to come and wave off the troops that are going to go and sort out this business as usual nonsense coming from the politicians and their friends in the multinational corporations, you come on down and have a wave. It's going to be all friendly and lovely, but we're going to have a big old hearty meal, and off they'll go. Brilliant. And we're going to keep the home fires burning.
And you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yes.
What's your Twitter name?
Marina Pepper.
Do you want to spell it?
MarinaPepper.
Cool. And so maybe there could be a Friday tweet up in Trafalgar Square, peaceful, articulate, caring.
We've got a serious job to do. Yeah. We cannot leave it to the politicians. They're not going to solve anything. This world is in a bloody mess.
Yeah.
The economy's in a bloody mess. The planet and the economy are going to the dogs. Do we want to live like dogs? No, we don't. We've got to learn. We've got to find a way. You know, we've got to discover from each other how we're going to get out of this, because we've all got to look after each other.
Exactly.
It's like every man for himself, or we've all got to look after each other. And I think we've got to look after each other.
Well said.